We're near the bottom here. So the bottom, what's the halacha? Six lines to the bottom. We have machlek is Rebbe of Shimon Gamliel, whether two times is a chazaka or three times. Samar Dalam a base. Well, every day we do another one. No, today it's just Gemara. Yes, it's just Gemara. Today's Gemara is. Today's on all base. The whole discussion whether two times or three times is a chazaka. Okay, says the Gemara. Actually, we're not here yesterday.
No, you were Shabbos, I remember.
You were here yesterday? Oh. Omele Rabbi Yosef Breid, the Rav of the Rav, Rabbi Yosef, the son of the Rav, Boyim, in name of Rabbi Yosef, I once asked Rabbi Yosef, Halacha Kerebi, I asked, is Halacha like Rebbe that two times already is considered a chazaka? A woman who's married to two people and they died. And you know, we said that she killed them either through Mayan or Mazoloi. Is Halacha like Rebbe two times or three times? Omele in, yes. Then I asked him, Halacha Rav Shingam Lil, another occasion, Omele, he said, in, yes. Are you making fun of me? He's saying his father. If he's making fun of me, one day he tells me halacha like Rebbe, he tells halacha Shingam Lil. Whatever I asked him, he says yes. That different cases sometimes will pass like Rebbe, because that different style Mishnah is this is how we push it. When it comes to Nisuyin, when it comes to getting married and how many times you're married, let's say. If we say she shouldn't marry again because she didn't have children after 10 years, we're going to say two times. Or Malkis, and this is interesting, we'll soon see if you get, if you did the same, Aveda, repeat it twice, Bemezid, under Adim and Asra. And you don't give him Malkis more than twice. So what do we do after? We'll soon see. This is the Shara Moed. When it comes to a woman, her period, and when it comes to a Shara Moed, when it comes to three times, that it comes to Moed, that's the Shara Moed. You need to meet three times. The fourth time it comes. Nisuyin, had the Amnon, we just learned that what? That twice she gets married, if she couldn't have children, but the third time she should get married. Malkis, what's the case of Malkis? Now we learn, Misha Loka Vishana, if somebody committed as got Malkis. Then he repeated the same thing again. What you do with him is, you put him in a jail. This is the only time we have jail. Umachilin, and we feed him barley, Achete Krisa Nivkas, until the stomach swells and bursts. In other words, he dies. Vest, so there's
no,
it's all we feed him.
Giving for his meal.
Yeah, that's it. Michael Behemoth, because he behaved like Behemoth, you give him Michael Behemoth.
Isn't he going to stop eating if his stomach starts?
I'll die. So I'll die for starvation. Exactly. When you're hungry, you don't make chesbonos. Eat whatever it is. And Vest, now we learned, Ein ha isha kavas le Vest, is a woman is not kaveya fixed, her fixed period, achete kaveya, and the shalos, but three times. And it's for two things. Either we know that we had in the first mission and needed that if a woman saw a, had a discharge and the question is when it happened, so we have machlekes b'sil meshamei. Do we say die in shaita? We go or meshamei says mepikidu lepikidu. We go back 24 hours. But if she has a fixed period, we don't say we go back 24 hours. We say it happened right then and there. And also, you have to the oina before the vessel. You have to separate three times.
Exactly.
Exactly. And the same thing. If tahed ben a vessel that shdekem and teokem in men or shalos palmim. In order to cancel a vessel, you need three times. Twice you saw a different time and create a new date. It's not. He's still choishish for the first time until three times go by. You don't see. And shor amud. Now we learned ein hashor nasa amud. I should either by shalos palmim. So you warn him three times. Yehuda, we missed that reminder. Tonu Rabbanan, two dots. Tonu Rabbanan, Nisas Lidishan. She married the first guy, Veloy Hoyo Labanim, didn't have any children, and we learned that what you separate, she divorces and gets a ksuba. Then Lishani, she married the second guy, Veloy Hoyo Labanim, didn't have children again, so she gets divorced, she gets a ksuba. Lishlishi Loitinase, so we say, don't marry a third time. Ella Lemishi Yesh Labanim, she should only marry a man already with Yetzir Misapur who had his own kids. What about Nisa? Didn't listen. Nisa's Namisha ain't Lebanon. She married a third time. Tate Belek Suva, and then 10 years go by, no children, and she leave. But this time she forfeits a Suva.
She must have married the first guy when she was very young.
Yeah.
Because she's got 30 years, she's gonna be past that childbearing age.
You really before 33 years old you get married. Rashi, you know Rashi. Right to the Gemara, Iboyuluhu, I have a question. So she gets a ksuva from the second guy, even though Tesari wants to know, Ilcheda, why does she get a ksuva? So once you already finished the second time, you're already now established. Could pass like Rebbe. That two times the Chazaki won't have any more kids. Comes out that the reason why she had to get divorced is because of her fault. It was her fault. Why should she get a ksuva at all? Why should she get a ksuva at all? That's the question there. So Tesari wants to say that when it comes to money matters, we don't follow the Chazaka twice. When it comes to the Isra of living together or get, we follow the Chazaka twice. When it comes to money, we don't follow the Chazaka twice. And therefore, she still gets Iksuva. What happened? She married a third guy below Hayula Bonim. She had no kids. So now, definitely it's her fault. It's not even a question anymore. Can the first husband, second husband, say, hey, now it's clear it was your fault. Give us back the money, the ksuba we gave you. Because the whole thing is a mekatos. We married, you think you can have kids. Now you by me married three times, you've proven that's not shayek. Give us back our money. Me, Matsu, Amrullah, can they say to you, Gloy Milsi, just revealed to us, the Atu de Goramtas, your fault. A Dilma, perhaps, Matsu's Amrullah, she can say, Hashtahu de Kachshi, or she can say, now my body became weak. I was able to have kids before, even though the poet didn't, that was your fault. Now, why I didn't have kids? Third time, that's my fault. Mistabra makes sense. Matsu's Amrullah, she could say, Hashtahu de Kachshi, now okay, we know. Since we don't know, she can say whatever she wants to say because we have no proof either way. So they invite to the boy. Another question: what about Nisas Levi? She married our fourth guy. She's a habitual marrier, woman. But how you love bunny? But this time she did have kids. Mao, can she go back to the third guy and say, "Hey, give me my ksuva now"? You didn't give me ksuva because you were convinced it was my fault. Clearly, it was your fault. I had kids. Mao, the tidve lishlishi. Can she go back to the third husband? The Gemara, we tell her to be silent. You know, we tell her to be silent because if you're going to go and complain and say, "Hey, it was never my fault." The guy yanked her around and said, "You're right. The only reason why I gave a get was because you already had a track record." And the third time, it's a get. The whole thing mekach toss. The get was never a get. You just got married. All your kids just have now. They're all mom's age. So don't start rattling the cage there because it can backfire. Your silence is more valuable than your words. The motzi amala, he can tell her. I know you're right. I died to the Hachi Loger Ashtich. I never divorced you if I would have known you could have kids. And therefore, my divorce was not a good divorce. Rashi.
Two pages ago, that if a woman's been divorced already three times, or two times, you shouldn't take her anymore?
Yeah, but she did anyway, yeah. Says, Rawi. Says the Gemara, says Rashi. If that's a valid time, who cares if the husband's the second and third husband or not? We should then say we'll be worried. Hey, the whole thing you make a toss, what's going on here? Maskra papa, if she's quiet, and I'm asking, why are we silent? If it's a valid time, why are we silent? Nimtz get bottle, but I'm saying must be, you know why we don't say it? Because it's not a valid time. You know it's not a valid time? We say you never knew 100%. You assume that she can't have kids because her third husband, you knew for 100% that she can't have kids. Ella Amrin Hashtahud B'Yasa. Or that's how the Ritva learns. Or maybe Taka at that time wasn't shy, it wasn't Megatos. Even if you Taka gave it on the condition thinking that she won't have kids, Taka at the time she didn't, now she does. Her body, her chemistry changed. Rashi. If that's a valid time, So Rashi adds here that when you didn't know 100%, you assumed you didn't care for her anymore. You didn't give her any more chance. Not you didn't know 100%. You mistame and mistame you divorced her. Yeah. Right. Who amar mina? What happens if he claims it's her fault he can't have kids? He amar mina, and he says, she says, your fault. Amar avami dvorim shebein no yilabe no. Whenever comes this kind of thing, in that minute she doesn't believe. What do you mean? Her his fault? She tainted that he doesn't know how to be zayde kechetz, doesn't know how to issue the semen properly. To make it fertile. You believe her. Why do you believe her? The time I he came, she can feel whether he's Yerik Chet. Who like killing Yerik Chet? He can think, but he doesn't really know. So this, we trust her. It's a physiological thing, and she knows better than him. Amad Ihu Ezel Intziv Itza. Now, here's an important word to remember. People always talk about how many wives you can marry. Amad Ihu, what the man says, you know what I'm going to do? You're claiming, you're blaming me. I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm going to marry a second wife. We'll see what happens. If I have kids with her, then obviously it's your fault. If I don't have kids with her, then you're right. That's what I'm going to do. She's not going to be very happy with that because, as we learned before, having a second wife is rivalry. It's a tzara. Omar iyu eizel, I will go, intziv itza, I will go marry a woman. I'll check myself out. Omar Rab Ami says, abzu yaitzi b'inzuv, you have no right to marry a second wife if you're married to a woman. And in this case, you should give a divorce and give her a ksuva. Kushani Omer, I say, kol anoyse isha al ishtoi. If you marry a second wife, so first without her consent, yaitzi b'inzuv. Hear this? So this thing goes, no, you need her consent. You generally need her consent. So obviously, here she definitely won't consent because you're going to make her, you're dafka getting another woman to prove that she's useless.
So why did...
Rava says, Noise Adam Kamanoshim Alishta, you don't need her consent. You can marry as many women as you want, but there's a proviso. You can take care of all them. Then we had the Gemara before, a recommendation, no more than four because of the mitzvah. Oh, no.
You have the whole chedim that I've been of two wives. Why do you have to come onto that?
Your wife consents, everyone agrees. If your wife consents, you're allowed to. And then again, says we don't care if your wife consents or not.
Just don't do it.
That's
quite
right. Exactly. Rashi. Yeah, that's what they say.
One wife who couldn't give birth, he married a second one. She was a rishas, and he escaped. That's why he ended up in the prison in the tower.
Yeah, a lot of that story is a little bit exaggerated. Eli Iyika,
oh,
beautiful.
Kid, wasn't it? Marcus Lehmann's book.
Yeah, the five novelettes.
Yeah, no, but if you select for that, you wouldn't have the background. And let's assume the story is like, there's no background.
It's Seder Adaitis when he quotes the thing over there, he doesn't mention this whole story. Boosts the nice story he brings down, but a much different version, but he brings down.
Yeah, but the Seder Adaitis say what reason they have good passion to what makes sense.
Yeah, like all the other Xaitis.
Usually,
he made 100 Xaitis then. And what's the background of not opening letters? He has so many other Xaitis, I can't remember what right now.
No, the other letters is the same story because his wife opened his mail. It's part of the Lehman story.
Maybe he made the story to fit in all the Xaitis.
I have to do Chazal all the story. I haven't read it in a good 30, 40 years.
Okay. Eli Yigal Mifri, Hochi Patrinil, Patrinil, let me say, Hasht, he, the Ivrit. He says it's because of her. And why should I give her a ksuva? It can't be fertilize the egg. So what about who Ahmad? He says, Apalta. He says, I'm not divorcing you, I'm not giving you a ksuva. She wants to get out because 10 years went by. She wants to give another chance. And he says, you were mapel. And we learned before that if you were mapel, if you miscarried, we count 10 years from the last miscarriage. He says, you were mapel begoyes within 10 years. And therefore, the 10 years hasn't started, it didn't expire yet. It's 3 more years to go. He Ahmad Allah Yabflik. I did not miscarry, I didn't have any kids at all. Who do you believe her? Ahmad Abami Abazuhi, I believe her. Why? If it's not true, she miscarried. It's far better to walk around saying I could have children, but I just miscarried, so I have to take care of me, rather than say I was barren, because it'll make it harder for her to find another shidduch. Nobody walks around parading herself as if she's barren. What about Hipila? She miscarried 3 times. Who's going to follow him? She's considered a serial miscarriage. In other words, she can't have kids. Who am I feel it today? He says it only happened twice, therefore don't leave me. You know, I want to continue, I stay married to me. He amra tlas, and he says if you want to leave, I'm not giving you a ksuba. She says tlas, it happened 3 times. A very similar incident happened with the medrash. She's believed. The misa de loyapla, if it's true that she says I miscarried 3 times, which means that she can't carry a child. So again, she's denigrating herself, because now who's going to want to marry her? If someone wants to have kids, they're not going to marry her. It's too risky. So if it's true that she wasn't mapil nafsha beniflo lamachzgo, why in the world would a woman go around saying that I can't have children? Rashi, who am I? When you want to divorce, who I met, he pulled the she had a miscarriage. But I name the time is expired. And I'm going to mishas and you start all over again from the time of miscarriage. The amr loyavli the lakar and yaman akoro, who's going to follow me? Yitzin, so v'shem loyzachli ban menem, he won't be zeicha. Today, v'loyitzin, won't go out. He mehemna the kofin oisa before him v'loy shehi tevas gedishin. Not that she demands the gedishin and l'shal leinu l'choyf l'kayim pivri before him to be kayim is a pivri.
That a person doesn't
ain't them meis asar rasha or ain't them.
There's another one. He doesn't
meis before me about choyf. There's another one.
No, that's, he doesn't put himself into trouble. The person doesn't convict himself. You know.
Ain't
them meis
not through rasha. That's right. That's what it is. It's not rasha over here.
It's not rasha. It just means you're denigrating yourself.
Yeah, I don't think it's the same for that. Mishnah. Ha'ish mitzuva apivitiv. A man has the mitzvah puravu, avaloye isha, not the woman. However, Rabbi Yechel and Brogoyim, al shneyem, both have the mitzvah. It says, Pazi, Vodachai, some malakin, it's a bench, them both. Ayemel, malakim, puravu. You have to say to both of them. So, Zarai, the mitzvah on both, man and woman. So, Kadashi, avaloye isha, what time? Fajim, Mordechai, explain. Talking Mordechai, how do you know? Hain, let's turn the mail, Lamar, Abba, Lamish, Abba, Lamish, Abba, Omakro. It says in the Pasuk, Umilu Esa Oda, they should fill the land, Vikif Shua, and they should conquer it. Who's just conquering? Ish Darkel Lichbosh. Ain't Isha Darkel Lichbosh. Who goes out searching? Who goes out conquering? Men, not women. So men make the conquest, so therefore the mitzvah is on the man. The Adirab doesn't say the Pasuk, Vikif Shua, that you they should both conquer. It sounds like both have a mitzvah to go out there and make a conquest. Tarti Masha both have the Ichiv. I'm going to read Kifshok. See, even though we read the Kifshua, it's written about above the Kifshah as if only the man has the mitzvah. From the following Pasig, where it says, Abisha said, Ani Kel Shakai, Prey Urvei, Ani Prey Urvei, he said, you should have children. Abisha told Yaakov. And he said, you know, Goyim Malachim, well, that we know he'll have two more, have Binyamin, he'll have also Ephraim Menashe. When he said goy ukahal goyim, and he says prey urevei, like come a pruvum plural says singular. You should multiply. Is that right? What? That's only man. Only man. Talking about that one, Rabbi Loi Mishum Belaza, saying things named Rabbi Loi Rabbi Loza. Kishem shemitzvah al odom loy medover hanishma. Just like it's a mitzvah to say things, to give teicha, we know people will listen. Kach mitzvah al odom shaloy la medover she'enu nishma. So too, sometimes there's a mitzvah to be quiet. If you know they're not going to listen, there's a mitzvah to be quiet. Rashi, loymed dover hanish medchsiv hoychiach techiach lohechiach mishikamet. We dashem. Why is it hechiach techiach? Why is it twice? Who should give hechacha to somebody prepared to accept the hechacha? But if somebody is not going to accept the hechacha, then you don't have a mitzvah. Big machleik reshainim over here. According to the rich of another reshainim, it means it's a chiluk if it's for yochid for a rabbim. The mitzvah of hechiach techiach is only amisecha, only if it's a yochid, and therefore afil meipamim. But if it's a rabbim, then it's not a geder of a cheir to cheir as hamisecha. There's more of a geder of a kosher harim as a bezeh. Then if they're not going to listen, then we say muti yishaygin while yimazidim. So therefore, he learns that when a rabbim, you only do what you say it once and that's it. And for a yochid, you got to keep on going.
All the neviim came and were mechiach whole people. And they told them.
Listen to them. Yeah, they just told them. Many of the shem holds no chilik yochid or rabbim. And we have a concept, something that mutiv yishayig v'al yimazidim, it depends if it's a kumbah say there over, not a kumbah say, it all depends. So you might write it, Rabbi Abba says, choyve, that it's a choy, not only it's a mitzvah, it's an obligation, just like not only it's a mitzvah to be quiet, it's an obligation. Remember, it says, al techiach, do not reprimand a joker, pen yisno echel hate him. What do you gain from it? Nothing. In the future, you'll never have influence over him. But if you give musa to an intelligent person, faket, he'll love you and thank you for telling him off. I've yet to meet these chacham. To change things around for peace. Shenemar, it says that the brothers told Yosef that Yaakov, right before he passed away, he said, your father said, as you say this to Yosef, honor son, no, make sure that you forgive him and so on and so forth. Yaakov never said that, but they said it to make sure the shalom between the brothers. So you allowed to change stories around for shalom. Rav Nosson, mitzvah. Not only is it mutter, it's a mitzvah. Shneimar says, "Vayemer Shmuel said to the Eibishter, 'Eich Eilech, how can I go and anoint David the Melech? V'sham Mashal, Shaul will hear, but again you'll kill me.' So what did the Eibishter tell him? He said, go and tell him you bring a korban. Rashi, Avicha Tziva, Yaakov Tziva, Lehem Shinu, they changed their kishalom. 'Eich Eilech Tziva, Yemer Shem Egel Bakar Tikibiyach.' The Eibishter told him to lie. V'amr Lizboyach, Hakibiyach, the Eibishter told him to lie." Zebish Malton, Godl HaSholem, it's wonderful. Avagash Baruch Hu, Shein Abay, Yebish Shem, Sabo Chayim, Mikod, Ksiv Adoni Zokin, First day, Yebish Shem, Adoni Zokin, Lubesoy, Ksiv Anizakanti. First sort of said, Avram is not able to progress, an old man. And then when Yebish Shem repeated to Avram, Yebish Shem said, and she said about herself, that I'm an old woman and I can't. What do you need this raya for? We just had a raya from Shmuel, where Yebish Shem told Shmuel. One chilek is that Shmuel, the pearl, did bring a carbon. So it wasn't really a lie in the case of Shmuel. You just don't tell him the other half. Because he did take a carbon with him and bring it. Over here, Mamish changed the story around. It wasn't true. Sora said about herself. About Avram, they changed it herself. Yeah. Yeah, but that wasn't from the Eibishter who said he did the right thing. We're trying to make an ayah that's sanctioned. On the other hand, Sodah is also not a very strong ayah. Because Sodah actually said both. She says, Ani Bulaizi and Vadoini Zokin. So she did, all the Eibishter did was, it's not really a shin here, all the Eibishter was, didn't tell her the second half.
Only told
her
part of the story.
Yeah, only told part of the story. That's why we had other, we had in Bob Metzia, we had a lot of change for three things, a lot of lie for three things over there. It's like a different Gemara than here. And the Rishonim didn't want to talk about what you understand. Is it the same Gemara? Why is the Gemara there doesn't bring here, and here doesn't bring there? And there's Mamish lying. Here, there's no real lying anywhere. You're just not telling the whole truth. So Rashi's saying an interesting thing here. Not the Shini is the way Rashi learns the Chumash before she spoke about herself and now about Avram, and now she's saying about herself. Rashi saying within Avram itself, before she said it in a derogatory way, and now she is, maybe the way he said it, wasn't saying it in a derogatory way. That's the Chilik. Yeah, you understand. Now she's saying he lost in Bizu, and now it wasn't lost in Bizu. Stop, you know, it's a fact of life. The fact is that she stopped the nursing and she's not capable of having children. That's not lost in Bizu. I guess the word Beloisi, you know, is even though she said it about herself, it's the whole Inyan was, she's like mocking it. Beloisi is like mocking, it's impossible. And then saying Vaniza Kanti is being realistic. I'm old, how am I going to do this? That's what Rashi seems to be saying. A little bit different. holds that the mitzvah is only on the man. Yosef Rabbeinu come and Rabbi Yechon. Rabbeinu once said before Rabbi Yechon. Halacha Rabbeinu once said that the name of Rabbi Yechon. The halacha Rabbeinu turned the face around and showed a little consternation. What are you making above my Rabbi Yechon? Rabbeinu Yechon is not true. Rabbi Abba is the one who said that Rabbi Yechon said that Allah is like Rabbi Yechon Baruch Vahadinu Rabbi Abba, but they turn around to him. Says Igmar, Amra Papa Bishlam, in the version, Lamandam Rabbavu was the one who said it, they didn't tell him off, they just gave him a face. Mishum covered by Kesed, Rabbavu was a very chush of a person in the royal family, as we learned in Ksuvis, we'll see, in Sanhedrin, when he got smicha, all the princes came out dancing, the royal parade in the streets. Okay, so the Chachamin were scared to offend him, so they just gave him a look. They should have said, hey, you got it wrong. Anyway, whichever version it is, we see Rabbi Yechanan is what? It seems that Rabbi Yechanan did not, that Rabbi Yechanan took a pass like Tanakama, that the mitzvah is only in the male. My habi la bottom line, Tosh Mahdo. So who's that halacha like? Omer Abacha Bachanina, Omer Abavu, Omer Abasi. Uvda habi kamed Rabbi Yechon once an incident before Rabbi Yechanan, be knishta de kisre, in the gathering place of kisre. And Rabbi Yechanan clearly said she came along. She wanted. She said we're married for 10 years. We're married for a long time. I have no kids. I want out, not the husband. She wanted out. They had no kids, and they came before Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says yes, she's entitled to divorce and got to give her a ksuva. Now, if she's not entitled to divorce, even though Rabbi Yechanan will coax the husband, give her a divorce because she wants it, but why give her a ksuva? The fact that you give her a ksuva is a raya that she's entitled to this complaint. Why is she entitled to it? Must be that she has the mitzvah of Rabbi. Must be Rabbi Yechon Taka did pass Rabbi Yechon Baruch. It is because halacha says mandates that she has a mitzvah and she needs to get out and do a mitzvah. Exactly. If you tell me she has no mitzvah, why should she deserve ksuva? Says the Gemara, no raya. We don't know whose fault it is, but if you have a mitzvah and 10 years go by and nothing happened, if we're right, and obviously it wasn't 10 years because then we would force, as we said before, ourselves. 6-7 years went by, she feels she wants to do the mitzvah, she's getting old in years, and she wants to, so that's it. Says the Gemara, there's another possible time. The din is that she comes with a taina, valid taina to get out of the marriage, and we coax, cajole the husband to divorce her, he has to give her a ksuba. Who said she came on the pretext because of her kids? There might be another. Who said she came on the pretext of kids because of a mitzvah? Maybe she wanted a kid for another reason. And what's that? Dilma b'bar machba taina. She came with another valid claim. Kahi dosa kabra bami, a woman came for the bami, umrele, she said, have li ksuba. She said, I want a divorce and I want a ksuba. I'm entitled to a divorce and ksuba. Umrullah, he said to her, zeal, you want a ksuba? I'll get the ksuva, but like mifkadet, you have no mitzvah. So why in the world should you get a ksuva? Omrele, she said, misiba di la, this old woman here, might have a lot of hachitza. What's going to happen when she gets old? Who's going to provide for her? Who's going to take care of an old age home? I need kids, not for the mitzvah, I need kids practically. I need someone to take care of me when I get older. Omrele, said, Ami ki ha vada kafinim. You're coming with a valentine, not for the mitzvah. You're coming practically, you need kids. In that case, I will force the husband to give you a get and to give you a ksuva. So who said that in the previous story, Rabbi Yechanan gave her a ksuva because of the mitzvah pruvu? Maybe because she came at the same time.
She needs a
cut. But if
it can't be proved, and it was her fault, it ain't fair.
But we don't know whose fault it is. And therefore, everyone's entitled to try again. It's his fault as much as her fault. We don't know. He does the kavod Nachman. A woman came for Nachman. Amalah, she said to him. He said to her, "Lay mafkei, what do you want? I can't give you a divorce. I can't force it because you have the mitzvah." Amru lay. So she said to him, "Lay boy hach itza chutre liyada. Doesn't this woman over here need a stick to a walking stick, which means her son to lean on? Umar lekvura and a shovel. After I'm dead, I can't bury myself. I need a son. I need a child to take care of me." What happens if she has a daughter? Is she still entitled to say, I need a son? Because or this is only a child. but what about the Chevra Kedisha come only after you're dead? What about the last few years of her life? She needs someone to cook for her. She needs someone to take care of her. Practical. Rachel needed kids, someone to blame. Remember, Rashi says now she can blame somebody for all the problems. Exactly. Now, so it's machlekes yeshayim whether if a girl is enough to satisfy this, you know, chutur liyada model the kvura or not. Okay, vayti gemara. Now this is a sad story here. Every gemara has these sad stories. Like we learned yesterday, how Abaye passed away. He took a risk, married this woman that was a serial killer, ended up killing him as well. So Yehuda and Chizkiya to umim hayu. They were twins. They were twins, but echad nigmaru tzurasi l'tayshifa. One of them had a full pregnancy, 9 months, and the echad nigmaru tzurasi l'tchilishiv. The other one came out right in the beginning of 7 months. So she carried two babies in 9 months. One baby came out after the beginning of 7 months, and she still continued carrying. Now, it was very painful giving birth to one child while the other child was still in the womb. It was very painful. Plus, carrying it again, she had two labor for one pregnancy. She couldn't handle it. We had them on the door, and they constantly make shuas that they don't want to have any more kids. So this woman was an intelligent woman. Now, this story is a little bit hard to understand how it happened, but she's a very highly intelligent woman. Look what happened here. Yehudis. Her name was Yehudis. Devisu Rechia. Now, finally, we had a name. Yesterday, we learned what kind of shrew she was. Didn't name her. Now, we know her name was Yehudis. The wife of Rabchia. Havale Tzar later. She had terrible pains, birth pain, because of what happened. And she only carried twins. She couldn't carry single kids. And vice to twins is much more painful than just an individual child. What she did was she changed her clothes. She changed her clothes. She masqueraded as another woman. Put on a hijab. Nobody can see her. But also the Kamed Abchia, she came into the office of her husband, but her husband was a Rav. So she came into the office of the Rav to ask her Shaila. He had no idea it was his wife. Couldn't recognize his voice. Even though we learned in our Shavuos that how come blind people live with their wives because they recognize their voice, Rav Chia didn't recognize her voice after they were married and had two sets of twins. So they were married for a long time. Didn't recognize the wife. Chassidus Shid. Amra, she said, it's a woman. Mifkida pivini or not? Tell me, Rav, is a woman at the mitzvah or not? Amra, no. That's all she asks. Quickly, she ran out of the office. She drank this poison that sterilized her. No more kids. L'soifi gloi milsa. Later on, she revealed to her husband that it was her. Amale, he got so upset. Eicha, how wonderful would have been that you're allowed to leave, you would have given me chodah kashchit and one more set of twins. The Amamar, could be learned that Yehuda v'chizki achi, Yehuda v'chizki were twins, and they were brothers, they were big Amaroim, and Pazi v'tavi were achvasa. They had another set of twins previously, which were called interesting names, Pazi and Tavi. I don't know who they married, don't know too much about them.
What's so wonderful that he abate
Oh, he wants more twins. You're giving me twins. Every time we have a kid, it's two. How wonderful it is. And we'll have another two boys, another two, because Chizke and you are both big Amaroim. And now you're not going to be able to give me any more children.
Because you're in pain.
She had postnatal depression or whatever it was, and she couldn't handle it anymore. How Reb Chiya didn't recognize his wife, it's just hard to understand. Because the Gemara says, tviyas, there's a tviyah kol, even though there's no tviyas ayin, there's a tviyas ayin to kol. Obviously. Well, don't listen to your wife. Maybe, okay. Anyway, well, what are being, why bring the story is to prove that the halach is that the mitzvah is on the man and the woman. Let's finish the Gemara already. You're telling me there's no mitzvah on the woman. Let me ask you a question. We already looked before, but there's also a story about a woman. She had two masters, and one of them set her free. So now she was half a maid and half free. She couldn't marry anybody, so the kofu said, Abba was a chayit. Just like by the male, we learned before, we forced the master to set him free so that he can marry him a kind of mitzvah puravu. We also forced the master to set free a chetzi shechet b'chayit. Why? There's no mitzvah puravu. Says the Gemara, you know why? Because if you don't let her get married, she will be promiscuous and she will ensnare all these chashuv men into her net. And you're being machshel the rabbin. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, minig hefken nogaba, because she ran around, and minig hefken, we don't want that. So, Rashi? We force the master, it must be a mitzvah because otherwise it's an Isav Lailam Tavaydu. So the answer, she couldn't marry, what she do? Mafkeres Atma, she would made herself Hefker, they forced the master to free her.
Is that the same idea that we had?